Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by ABS Broadband and the ABS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, ABS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. At approximately 2:37 p.m. near the intersection of Main Street and Rupel Road in Port Hope, a call came across the scanner for utility vehicle rollover, with an individual trapped underneath the rolled machine. Port Hope Fire Department was the original responding unit on scene, with the Harbor Beach Fire Department also called to assist on scene with the jaws of life. Additional responding organizations included the Huron County Sheriff's Department as well as the Huron County Central EMS. And a quiet Lapeer neighborhood turned into the center of a deadly mystery overnight Wednesday. And now police are working to piece together what led to the violence. Authorities say a call came in just after 1:15 a.m. Wednesday, sending officers rushing to a home on Dewey Street. Inside, they discovered 27-year-old Gerald Hittle of Otter Lake fatally shot. Now, a 28-year-old man identified as Brandon Edwards is facing serious charges, including second-degree murder and felonious assault. Investigators say Edwards was taken into custody at the very home where the shooting happened and is currently being held without bond. What remains unclear is the why. Police have not yet revealed what sparked the deadly encounter or why Hittle was at the residence in the first place. Those unanswered questions are now at the center of an ongoing investigation. As detectives continue to dig for answers, they're asking anyone who may know something, no matter how small, to come forward. For now, a community is left shaken, searching for clarity after a night that ended in tragedy. When we come back after this ABS Broadband sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
At ABS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. ABS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
AVS Broadband is now hiring a customer care representative. Apply for this and other job openings at avci.net/careers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Moving on with more local news, a quiet Bay City neighborhood is now at the center of a disturbing investigation after state police say they uncovered illegal material hidden behind a digital trail. The Michigan State Police Computer Crimes Unit, working alongside the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, has arrested 39-year-old Ryan Scott McCoy following a targeted investigation into online activity. Authorities say that probe led them straight to McCoy's home, where electronic evidence was seized. Investigators allege those devices contained explicit material involving minors, resulting in multiple felony charges, including 3 counts of aggravated possession of child sexually abusive material and 3 counts tied to using a computer to commit a crime. McCoy has since been arraigned in Bay County's 74th District Court as the case now moves forward through the legal system. State police emphasize this arrest is part of a broader effort to track down and stop online exploitation, reminding the public that even behind a screen, these crimes leave a trace. And in Genesee County, the county's animal control has officially rebranded, now stepping forward under a new name, Genesee County Animal Care. While the change takes effect immediately, you may still see the old name on buildings, materials, and others, and for now, as updates roll out gradually. But officials say this isn't just a cosmetic tweak. It's a reflection of something deeper. Director Jay Parker says the word control has long carried a harsh image that doesn't match what this team actually does day in and day out. Instead of the enforcement, the focus is on compassion, helping lost pets find their way home, caring for animals in need, and connecting them with new families through adoption. As a no-kill shelter, the agency says its priority is creating positive outcomes for both animals and the people who love them. And Genesee County isn't alone. Across the county, more agencies are embracing the term animal care to better capture a mission centered on service, treatment, and second chances. A new name, but for many, a clear picture of the heart behind the work. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get from anywhere, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update has been brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.